There you go. Fly girl. You know the song? This no. might be way before you.
He was still running them streets.
I was running them streets.
It's 85.
This is the Boogie Boys. Fly girl.
I've never heard this one. Good little beat, though.
But it all sounded like this mid-80s.
Like the concept.
It was so different back then, huh? It was so different. Rap.
To rap to the beat.
To the beat. Show her your ability.
Did he say you're not the prettiest thing?
I didn't hear.
Yeah, I don't like it anymore. Song about ugly girls?
Oh. See if you can find the E-40 song, White Girl. He does White Girls,
I've
too.
Heard that one.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, I heard that one. A little offensive. That wouldn't be to me. I'm, you know.
Well, you're 63% white.
You know, I don't defend that side.
It's not a side. It's a majority.
It's a side.
It's a majority.
It's a big wall, but it's a wall. I got other walls.
Did you say Le'Veon Bell did not report? So, because he had to be there by 4 o'clock today, so 3 minutes ago.
And that's what just blew up on Twitter, that he didn't report.
So that's it.
He's out for this season. He's missing out on $14.54 million for this season.
Ooh.
And and he's going to come back.
E-40 making an appearance. Ooh.
Come
Ooh.
Back next year. And I'll make my guess. I think he's going to be on the New York Jets.
So Le'Veon Bell, best running back in what, the last 3-4 years?
Yeah, top three. You know, you got to give Zeke some love. You got to give Gurley some love. But Le'Veon's right up there with him.
Will not play this season.
Nope.
He has missed his opportunity.
And if everybody says he's crazy, because he did give up on $14.5 million, if he takes that $14.5 million and then gets hurt, then that's his $14.5 million. He wants to get the big deal like Todd Gurley, 45 guaranteed.
Well, by the way, he wouldn't have gotten $14.5 million because had he signed today, reported and signed today, he would have gotten half that or whatever the prorated.
Like, I think he gave up eight so far, it's like $6.5 million.
And you see, like, you look, Cooper Kupp, he goes down. Like, injuries happen all the time. So I almost feel like, yeah, you went this far with it. You might as – I mean, you're rolling the dice on yourself. So if you were coming back this season, it was literally to get your hands on about $7 million, which, again, nothing to sneeze at. But if you're thinking about $40 million guaranteed somewhere around there, then, yeah, you take the season off, and then you can at least say during the offseason next year, no wear and tear. So I'm a year older, but literally no wear and tear on my body for an entire year.
And the people that argue and say, just take the money, take the money. He takes the $14 million and gets hurt, and he comes back. Let's say it's, let's say he tears his ankle up, nothing terrible, ACL, you come back from that. He's going to have one of those prove-it contracts, like Jared McKinnon with San Francisco, because he was hurt. $10 million a year. Okay, that's nothing to sneeze at. But now he's at 14 this year, 10 next year, that's 24. He has to do that 2 more years to get over 40. This next deal he's about to sign is going to put him at 40-plus million guaranteed. His thought of it, like, honestly, I was never good enough to even think this way. But if you look at what these numbers are, you look at Todd Gurley's numbers, you look at his sacrifice of the 14 and what he's willing to make, it was a very intelligent move for him to sit this season out.
Well, it would have been – I mean, you don't know, but – the way that it seems to play out where you think it might play out, then, yeah there's no harm, no foul.
Best case scenario, get this 14.5 this year, get your 50 next year, now you're at 65. That's the best case scenario. Worst case, he gets hurt, and he'll never have a chance to get that $60 million contract because he's older now. He'll be 28 next season, and they're not gonna, when you're 28, 29, 30, you're not going to get a 4 or 5 year, $60 million contract. I think his sacrifice is going to pay off. It's going to be, and this is crazy to say, I believe Le'Veon Bell is going to make up that $14.5 million that he missed out on.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised because, I mean, he's, like you said, one of the top three running backs, if not the best running back.
He's elite.
I just saw a thing on Twitter from Christy Chirinos. She had tweeted it a while ago. She writes about the Hurricanes for the Sun Sentinel. Mark Richt today, when asked if he's tempted to play either Jaren Williams or Cade Weldon this week, "I'm tempted to try and win the game. How about that?" I guess people don't see that as a premium, but I do.
Hmm.
All right. He's angry, which is fine.
Is he angry?
He's like, hey, stop riding me on my decisions. I'm trying to win football games. Y'all are worried about next season and this and that. I'm trying to win football games.
Didn't he open that can of worms?
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. If he just started Nicole,
it's all on him.
Yeah, man. He totally mismanaged that quarterback situation.
Anybody want to see the Miami Heat go after Carmelo Anthony?
You do.
Yes, I mean, yeah.
Wouldn't bother me. No. I mean, did you watch the game last night?
No.
What the hell's the difference?
It's Carmelo.
Was the most entertaining thing. There were two entertaining things in that Heat game last night, right? I think it was Derrick Jones Jr. that had that dunk.
Yes.
Did you see that? That dunk and Markelle Fultz's free throw. Those are the two most entertaining things in the Heat game.
The pump fake free throw.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What about Joel Embiid dominating our big man?
That dude's a baller, man.
Well, Hassan, though, was in foul trouble. Like, that's...
Huh.
And Joel Embiid did it to him.
I was going to say, you don't walk into the arena in foul trouble.
I mean, they were showing. I was watching last night on Fox Sports Sun and Eric Reed and John Crotty. They were showing, like, when Hassan had three fouls, Joel Embiid got the ball underneath and then went real low to bring it up for a layup and, you know, drew contact. And
like
it was
what James Harden does.
Was a savvy move.
When I was watching, I thought you were talking about Carmelo play last night. I watched the Heat game. You know, I can think about the thing that Ira Winderman says all the time, that Hassan Whiteside can ball against lesser opponents. You give him a little
Joel Embiid seems to have his number. Joel Embiid definitely seems to have his number.
You give him those nobody centers, and he'll show out triple-double, and he'll do it with blocks. You get him against a top-notch center, Hassan doesn't look good. Hassan looked bad last night.
Well, Embiid makes him look small. That's hard to do. Embiid's just a monster, like, physically. And, he could shoot anywhere, man.
Larry, they're the same size. I think he's taller.
No, Embiid's bigger than him.
No,
at least
he's
on
not.
The court, man. At least on the court, Embiid looks bigger than Hassan.
You're looking at it because he's dominating him. They're the same size human.
Are you sure?
Thicker. I feel like Joel Embiid is thicker.
He's thicker than Hassan. Hassan's shoulders. Man, I got to look at these numbers. They're the same size human.
Look at Zion Williamson while you're at it, because that dude is going to change teams' fortunes.
Funny thing, he's not even going to be down there with them big boys.
Right? That's crazy.
He's going to be out there with the little guys.
I mean, think about that for a second. That dude is not going to be underneath with the big guys. That guy, good luck guarding him, Tyler Johnson.
Hey, Bumpy, go get him.
No, you're in. You're on.
He's smaller. Joel Embiid is
smaller than Hassan Whiteside.
Kevin Durant's listed at 6'9".
He's 7 foot. No. Like, Kevin Durant lists himself at 6'9" because he doesn't want to be a 7-footer because he didn't want to go. I've watched. There was like a 30 for 30 on it. He lied his whole life because everybody tried to make him play the center. Joel Embiid is not as physically big as Hassan Whiteside. He just whoops his ass and it makes you think he is.
Look at pictures, bro. Don't look at that. You know they lie about these things.
Look at pictures. You know what I'm looking at right now? I'm looking at Joel Embiid about the boldest man in the face in one of these pictures.
And he's bigger than him.
He's not bigger than him. You're crazy.
Okay.
Did you see that story? Speaking of Kevin Durant, I'm sure everybody saw a little flare-up between KD and Draymond Green last night, but did you see this story? Golden State Warriors are offering a ticket to get in the building. This is what Darren Revelle writes on ESPN.com. How badly do Golden State Warriors fans just want to get into the building for a home game? We'll soon find out. The team sent an email to its fans on Monday offering a monthly in the building pass. Monthly in the building pass. The pass simply gets a fan into the Oracle Arena for every home game for $100 a month. The mobile pass does not include a seat. There's no access to the seating bowl, so you can't even walk in and just say that you're going to look through the tunnel or whatever. You can't even access that. It does not include a view of the court. The team says fans who purchase the pass will have access to the arena's bars and restaurants and can watch on televisions in the club areas.
That can't be sold a lot.
They're just starting to offer these. $100 for the month. There are currently 44,000 people on the Warriors season ticket waiting list. Ooh. So you're not going to Warriors games. You're not getting in. It's like the Green Bay Packers, I think their waiting list, you know, is like 40 years long. Like, they get handed down from generation to generation. My dad with the Chicago Bears, my brother inherited my dad's Bears tickets Like, you have to be on a waiting list. If you didn't get on the waiting list, you know, back in the 40s, or if you didn't get your season tickets, like, you just get on a waiting list now. So families keep the season tickets in the family if you have them. 44,000 people are on the Warriors season ticket waiting list. Would you spend $100 a month to just get in the arena?
So you're signing up to sit in traffic?
You're going to sit in traffic.
And you're not going to look at no skin of no players, no human beings.
And you're going to pay stadium prices for those drinks and concessions. Like,
so leave my home TV, drive in traffic, park for $20, go in the stadium for $100 a month, and then go sit and watch a TV and buy a $10 beer and watch their TV?
And hear, just feet away from you, eruptions, but not be able to see what the eruption about unless you're watching it on TV.
I love the Florida Gators. There's no way in the hell I sign up for that.
How many do you think they'll sell of that? Like, what do you think their expectation is?
I think their expectation, they can sell all of those things.
But how many?
That's all of them, as much as they want.
Well, I mean,
you said it's 44,000. You said 44,000 people are waiting?
Yeah, but I mean, you can't sell 44,000 of them because, I mean, there's a fire code and also the concession lines would be 9,000 people long. So there has to be a limit to how many they're going to sell and what they're expecting to sell. It's $100 a month. So are they expecting to sell 1,000 of them? 1,000 a month would be $100,000 additional revenue a month. Because if I'm actually a ticket holder and they're just allowing people into the arena, I'm kind of pissed because it really does affect the concession lines, the bathroom lines, anything else.
Oracle holds 19,500 seats. They have 19,500 seats. So how many random stand-ups could
1,000 maybe? Like that. I would be curious as to know. I know Falero wants to sell 44,000 of these, but I think that would
be... I think that's your expectation.
I think that would be implausible. Did you think that through at all?
No.
And if the Oracle Arena wants to call me, I'll run this past them. If they're in that stadium and they have four or five beers in them, they're going to go find them a seat.
Exactly.
And
it's going to start up.
But there's no seats. There's no seats.
It's going to start a fight. It's going
to
start a fight.
How many times do you go to your seat and there's somebody sitting there?
And you tell them to move.
It happens a lot.
You know what? I'm that guy. When I go in a section, especially if it's court front, I know everybody has. But if I'm farther up, I sit in the first seat I see. And then somebody says, hey, I'm 5 and 6. Oh, thank you. I go to 7 and 8. Hey, excuse me, I think I'm 7 and 8. Oh, I go to 11 and 12. It would happen all around that damn arena. That's a terrible idea.
Interesting to see what happens.
And then how much money are season tickets to Golden State? It has to be expensive.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're a season ticket holder, you're kind of pissed that now all the concession lines are much longer because there's an extra 1,000 people in the arena.
I'm coming out the pocket, what, 10 grand?
More than that, probably.
20 grand?
Yeah.
And this dude spent $100 to get in front of me and sit in my seat until I get back? Get your ass up.
Oh, somebody texted in. The article says they're going to sell 200 per month. So Falero was right. It was very close to 44,000.
Yeah, not too far off.
And they expect those 200 people.
I find that to be so delightful.
to just hang out.
Good, because I'm making fun of him. Make fun of me from yesterday. What was I trying to say yesterday? John Offerdahl's Gridiron Grill-Off. If you weren't listening yesterday, here I am trying to say John Offerdahl's Gridiron Grill-Off. John Offerdahl's... Listen to me. Before John Offerdahl gets out, I'm already struggling. John Offerdahl's...
What was going on, man?
I don't know, man. John Offerdahl's... that is the audio equivalent of suggesting that the Golden State Warriors are going to sell 44,000 John Offerdahl's... $100 monthly passes. I have to share with everybody in the next segment shocking news about Alex Dono. And the only reason I thought of it because I was going to read this liner that you could join Alex Dono as he broadcasts the Canes pregame show on 560 WQAM at Milam's Market in Coconut Grove this Saturday, 11:30. Pick up everything you need for your tailgate. You could win WQAM street gear from the 411 Payne Street Team. That's this Saturday with Alex Dono. I'm going to share with everybody shocking news. I think shocking news. About Alex Dono when we come back. Radio.com. Radio.com.
That's a great joint.
Lights on the blab. This is not the mid 80s.
It's late 90s.
Yeah, because this is not mid 80s. I told you, I had a very short wheelhouse, 85 to 90.
No, 85 to 95.
No, but I'm saying my wheelhouse was 85 to 90,
well,
and really, 89 is even pushing it.
You take Wednesday.
So I'm coming into work today. And generally, if anybody's stopping, well, when I say anybody, me, if I'm stopping somewhere before work, I will text everyone on the show. And Solana's out sick, but I would text him too. You know, you want me to get anything for you? And today, this is the text exchange that I had with Falero. You were on the thread, so you saw it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I said, I'm stopping at CVS for Lysol. Anyone want anything? Now, why was I stopping for Lysol? This place is a cesspool. It's dirty and germy in here. Everybody is sick. Falero's made a nice little comeback since yesterday and last week.
Thank you.
You're feeling a little better?
I am. My throat still hurts a little bit. My fever's still there.
Shaved? You did your hair?
Yeah. You wore some shoes, not flip-flops.
You like my mustache?
It looks great. And so I stopped at CVS to get Lysol. So I just walk around here and spray everyone. If you come in here, you get sprayed. It's like a Silkwood shower. If you ever saw the movie Silkwood, it's like getting a Silkwood shower. So I text, I'm stopping at CVS for Lysol. Anyone want anything? Falero texts back, Bugles Ranch. I go in to the CVS. There are no Bugles. I know where the Bugles are. There are no Bugles.
Even cheddar cheese?
None.
Oh.
And those are the best. The nacho cheese Bugles.
Oh, yeah.
The best. So I write, choose something else, because they're not there. Now I'm chopping, I'm shopping. I'm waiting. There's no response from Falero. Now, there was very bad signal inside the CVS, and he was producing and stuff, so I don't know. Never got back to me.
CVS down the road?
I got back to you in a minute.
It was a CVS on Miami Gardens Drive. So it's like...
A little bit further up.
Yeah, it's a little bit east of 95. And so I say choose something else. I'm already in the car now. He texts Doritos Cool Ranch. I write, too late, you got Chex Mix.
What?
He writes, WTF. I wrote, you took too long. I had to make an executive decision. He wrote, Chex Mix? And I said, same family of snack. I maintain that Bugles and Chex Mix are the same family of snack. They're not potato chips. They're something else. They're salty snacks. Bugles are not potato chips. Chex Mix are not potato chips. There's like a section where you'd have Chex Mix, Bugles, combos, and those Gardetto rye things or whatever.
Old people food a little bit. Old people
Chex snacks. Chex Mix is delicious.
It's
for old
not,
people.
Though.
No, Chex Mix. You ever had Chex Mix?
Oh, I eat it all the time when I got old.
It's delicious.
Did your son ever say, who, Dad, get some Chex Mix?
Yes, he does. Lie. Chex Mix is great.
Chex Mix is for grown people. Well, not grown people, old people.
I disagree. I think Chex Mix is delicious. Now,
that's not what I wanted.
But I didn't. I know you wanted Bugles, but they didn't have Bugles.
Bugle Ranch.
So,
have you ever heard of Doritos Cool Ranch?
So Falero says, as do some of the tweeters, because I tweeted out a screen grab of our text conversation, that because he asked for Bugles Ranch, I should have then thought, okay, something ranch. But Doritos didn't strike me as anywhere close to asking for Bugles. They didn't strike me as anywhere close to asking for Bugles. Chex Mix, to me, sounded closer to Bugles. So I made the executive decision. He was disappointed. He threw the bag at me when I got here. He spat at me. It was an ugly scene up here because he's germy, too. But luckily I had that Lysol to spray him back.
Bugles are a chip, though.
No, Bugles are not a chip.
It's a corn chip.
No.
Yes, I'm reading it here.
No.
Bugles are a corn chip produced by General Mills. Like,
you know,
Fritos.
What? I'm torn on this.
I think, now I'll open up the text machine, but here's the shocking news about Alex Dono. He's never had a Bugle.
Really? Bugles are great.
Bugles are great.
And you do the little witch fingers.
Yeah, you put them over your fingers and you tap your fingers like that. It's always
Nobody
fun.
Nobody does that anymore.
But the nacho cheese Bugles.
Old people do.
Better than.
We love them.
Better than the ranch Bugles.
No, have you tried the ranch ones?
No, because the nacho cheese ones are too good.
Okay, you haven't tried it. All
right. Right, I haven't, because the nacho cheese ones are too good.
Have you been to Africa?
You're getting it, Lero. You kill an argument with that one, baby. You know what? I think I'm a Lero. If I want something ranch, give me something ranch. Don't give me something that looks like what I wanted that was ranch.
But if you asked for Bugles and they don't have Bugles, wouldn't the natural progression, I'm a quarterback. I got to go through my progressions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been told.
Check downs gone.
The first option is Bugle, right? Yeah. So I drop back. I look, Bugle's covered.
Oh, white on rice.
Natural progression takes me to Chex Mix, not to Doritos.
Ooh, I think I go corn chip.
Like a Frito?
I think I go Frito. I think our second option would be Frito backside.
Yeah, when you think of Bugles, you think of potato chip. You don't think of Chex Mix.
No, you don't. They don't even keep Bugles with the potato chips. They're in the little special section with the Chex Mix and the combos and the chicharrones.
But they're not combos. They're nowhere near combos or Chex Mix.
Yeah, but that's where they are. They're not potato chips. They're either potato chips or not potato chips.
Corn chips.
They're not corn chips.
I just Googled it.
And I hate taking this side. I would say there's nobody that ever got a text, what do you want, and they asked for Chex Mix.
Right, but if you and I understand that. Now I would text you that. Text me tomorrow if I want something. I will tell you.
Hey,
Chex
bro,
Mix.
going to the store.
Cheddar Chex Mix.
Really?
Yeah, cheddar Chex Mix. It's delicious. Yeah.
I don't think Chex Mix has ever made a grocery list of mine.
It's so good. I always have Chex Mix in the house.
But do you accidentally get it or do you have it on your grocery list? Like, hey, baby, before you leave, make sure you get the Chex Mix.
Hey, we need some more Chex Mix.
Really?
Now, not the plain Chex Mix. Don't get me crazy here.
Is that such a good thing as like a plain chip?
Well, Lays. Yeah, you're talking about like a Lay's potato chip?
Yeah, you like those?
Oh, delicious.
Oh, I love a Lay's potato chip. Yeah.
And barbecue potato chip, Lay's barbecue.
Yeah, you like to put crap on everything.
No, but why not just a good Lay's potato chip?
Yeah, it's just no flavor.
And dip it in a French onion dip.
Well, that's different.
That's French so good, dip. Though. No, I like a plain potato chip.
You make your own French onion dip out of yogurt and crap.
You take sour cream, and then you take the Lipton onion soup mix. You pour it into the thing of sour cream, mix it up. That's it.
See,
it's done.
That's soup and sour cream. That's not French onion dip.
That is the way to make French onion dip. In fact, that's the only way to make French onion dip.
No, you buy the little
the pre-made
one. Yeah,
oh,
man.
For lazy people, sure.
That is delicious.
Some of us like to make it. We like to make hand-made food.
So I buy one jar. You buy a whole jar of sour cream and soup mix and go home and add a spoon, and I'm the one that's inefficient?
That's right. Because mine is better and it's homemade. Hey, would you like some homemade French onion dip?
It's homemade.
Would you like some homemade onion dip? Because I stirred it. Yours that crap. It's in the jar already. Anyway, text in 560-22 Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line. This will be the most important thing we decide today. What would you get if you went to CVS? Your friend asked you to get them Bugles. Ranch Bugles.
Bugle Ranch, yeah.
And there were no Bugles, period. Because if there were plain Bugles or not, I just would have bought those, say they didn't have your flavor. There were no Bugles, period. What would you have gotten instead? Would you have gotten Chex Mix, as I did? Or would you have gotten Cool Ranch Doritos, as people are suggesting? Or would you have gotten Fritos, as Crowder is suggesting? This is very important, and I don't want you to text while you're driving, so please pull over, because we'll need everyone to get involved on this one. We've got Brenda Snipes standing by. She's going to count the text.
Quit bringing up Brenda.
560-22 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. And then, is it shocking that Alex Dono has never eaten a Bugle in his life?
Dono's a big fella, man. Dono always be with Zach Kranz is the same way. They be with that. Oh, I don't eat that. Oh, never tasted that. Come on, man.
So you think he's lying?
Yeah.
Or do you think he's forgotten?
Probably forgotten. But doesn't even know what it is.
How could you not know what a Bugle is?
Because he just shovels stuff in his mouth.
You mean he never pays attention to what he's consuming?
Go to a party. They have it in a bowl. Oh, I'm going to have some cone chips. And never knew. Something.
So he calls them cone chips,
yeah.
Not knowing that they're Bugles.
I don't know how heavy people act stingy about food.
Like, we don't care if you pretend to like Bugles or not. We know that you like Bugles. You have to. Look at you.
Look at it. You've seen him in them soccer jerseys.
Somebody says, I should have bought you saltine crackers. That would have been funny. Here's a box of saltines.
Saltine crackers are closer to Chex Mix.
I agree.
No, stop it.
Yeah, they are, Hawk.
Come on.
Chex Mix is for...
I'm with you on the old people with saltines. Chex Mix is not for old people.
Hawk, it is.
It is not.
You get it in bulk when you want to feed a bunch of people and don't really like them. Really? You know what? I've been over your house. You didn't serve Chex Mix because it was a small group.
No,
and and you wanted to get the good stuff out.
That's not true.
You bring out the Chex Mix when you don't want to impress people.
I cannot believe that you think Chex Mix is for old people. Chex Mix is delicious. Delicious.
No. It has too much. What does it have? Those little ugly, crinkly fries in it?
No.
Half of the stuff in Chex Mix. Do you eat everything in Chex Mix?
Yeah, it's got, because he's got it back there.
You eat everything in there.
It's got the nacho cheese Chex. It's got, I think, maybe some pretzels in there.
Pretzel, yeah.
It's got some triangular crackers, which are delicious. Cheese triangular crackers, like a Cheez-It almost. They used to have peanuts in them, but they don't have them anymore.
I don't like the pretzel part.
And it's delicious.
It's not. I'm having them now.
Yeah, you bring out a Chex Mix when people are coming to your house unannounced.
I disagree.
Oh, y'all hungry? Oh, okay, get the Chex Mix. How y'all come over here hungry?
I have to disagree. I'm going to get on Twitter and see if I can get some free Chex Mix from the Chex Mix people.
All right. Keep it to yourself.
Keep texting them, 560-22. Now you're tickling me.
What happened?
Now he's tickling me.
Yes, I am.
Right where it counts.
I gotta go home, Lynn.
Right where it counts.
We're getting provocative.
A little Houdini tickle for you. This CD was so good.
CD, huh?
CD.
Tape?
Probably had it on tape.
I was gonna say, bro. I missed the CD with this one.
No, I had this on CD. But I think I got it on tape first.
Got it remastered.
And then when the CD came out, I'm like, well, I got to get Houdini. Dolphins, by the way, have waived defensive end Cameron Malvo. So that'll fix it.
Now we got action.
There's so many great texts coming in, by the way, on...
you know what's funny?
The Chex Mix and Bugles.
Because Malvo got taken off a practice squad recently. They moved him up and all the injuries. Andre Branch was hurt and Charles Harris is still hurt with the calf. And they moved him off of practice squad. I had a buddy who was on practice squad and he was complaining about getting moved off of practice squad, active roster, because practice squad makes $80,000 and active roster is, I think my rookie year was $330,000 or something like that. He's like, man, they got to activate me. And I kept telling him, bro, if they activate you, then they're going to put you on the field against these real players. You're beating the hell out of these practice squad guys. And the exact same happened. They activated his ass 2 weeks. He got his two checks, and they cut him. So I don't know if being on practice squad is all that bad. I swear.
I mean, practice squad is great, but you want to be on the field. You want to be on the real field.
You make $80,000 a week. You work 2 days a week.
And it's very relaxed, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you work 2 days a week. Yeah. And it's just like, hey, come play this. You don't need to know anything. All you do is look at a piece of paper. Okay, run through this gap. It's not a bad job. Then you go to the real job, and them dudes choke you the hell out, and you get cut.
Some people on the text machine suggesting that I should have brought Falero a pack of Newports.
That'll help him.
Jar of baby food.
Those ports, they curb your appetite. He wouldn't want anything to eat. Good old square.
Our friend John Michaels from 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, who was on with us yesterday, tweets at me, Chex Mix is better than Bugles. I didn't even know they still made Bugles.
He has a good family unit.
What?
I think people with good, strong family units, they always have a big gatherings, and Chex Mix is easy to just get in bulk and just feed a bunch of random people.
I think you're thinking of Chex Mix as like the old Chex cereal, and they threw a few in a bag, and they call it Chex Mix. I'm telling you, it is a great snack. Like, instead of taking a bag of chips for lunch to school, you should take the little personal Chex Mix bags.
That's an ass whooping.
No, it's not.
You walk into
maybe
high school.
Maybe an ass whooping if somebody wants those Chex Mix and you don't want to give them up.
You walk into high school with a bag of Chex Mix for lunch, you're getting beat up in the bathroom.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, man, they're jumping you that day.
Nope.
Go get Big Ron. Little Timmy got some Chex Mix.
All this talk about Bugles, someone texts in, just bought a snack pack at the gas station. Hawk, we should approach Bugles for sponsorship agreement. Who's we?
I ride with Bugles now. Bugles are delicious.
Bugles are delicious.
Keep that Chex Mix.
I can't believe that
the mix.
Although
the mix, you have to add your Chex and put every pieces.
But what further proof do you need that Chex Mix is more popular if that CVS they had the Chex Mix and not Bugles?
It's CVS though.
Although I think the Bugles were sold out when I think about it, because there was space on the.
Who does a lot of heavy grocery shopping at the CVS?
I'm gonna go with the victory on this one.
Can't.
Why?
Because I feel like I've been proven right.
Nobody likes Chex Mix. No one goes out of their way to get a Chex Mix, Huck.
Read your tweet from John Michaels.
He has a good family.
Yesterday,
group, man.
He was speaking the gospel.
People.
All of a sudden, today, you want to ignore what he has to say. Mm-mm.
No, he speaks the gospel on Canes, not on
not
chips.
Not playing that game. And you finish those Chex Mix that
you know
I
what
bought
it is?
You.
That's that alcoholic food, too.
Chex Mix?
Yeah.
Not alcoholic food.
It is, because you can leave it out all day. It doesn't rot. What about that, too? It doesn't even mess up. You leave it out forever.
Bugles? Bugles rot?
They'll get a little soft and soggy.
What?
Bugles get soggy.
Do not.
Yeah, they absorb moisture.
Anyway, I'm going to take the victory on this one. Do you have my victory music, Valero?
No, because you didn't win.
But I won.
No. I can't. You can't just ride with Chex Mix. That's terrible.
All right, we're going to have to agree to disagree, but I'm going to take the victory on it.
You can't. You can't say agree to disagree and then take a victory.
Yeah, I'm not playing your music.
That's impossible.
I'd like for you to play my victory music.
Okay.
John Offroy's. That's not my victory music.
That's your new victory music.
John Offroy's.
Oh, hell.
Everybody picks on me.
I think you bring it on yourself.
Because I'm always right. I can't help it. It's just how things work out. It's natural.
Man, look at all these type of Chex Mix. Bold,
yeah,
honey,
yeah.
Cheddar. My goodness, there's a bunch of people out there with garbage palates.
Ready to come to this side?
Mm-mm.
Hello. Play you my victory
what?
Song.
You know what?
No! Oh, yeah, that's me. I thought I was Smash Mouth for a second. That's you.
You know what?
I won.
I don't like going here all the time. It might be cultural. It might be cool. I don't think black folks pile up Chex Mix in their house.
I don't know, because I asked Biff and Tree, and they don't like them at all.
Hispanics?
I don't like them. Yeah. I've never seen one in my family.
You know what?
I think
it's white folks, man. I think it's white folks love Chex Mix. I think we got to the bottom of it.
No, I'm going to disagree.
No, yeah,
it's white
man.
And black and Hispanic.
No,
I'm going to take the victory on that as well.
No. You can take a black victory?
I just took it.
Huck, how do you take a black victory?
I just took it.
No, you can't take a black victory. Who's accepting an award for you?
Everyone?
You're not allowed on the stage.
What are you talking about? I think, what are you? You're 63% white?
You can't take a black victory.
I'm going to take the victory on that one.
No, it's cultural.
I don't think it's cultural.
It is. White folks love Chex Mix. I agree with that.
Email Chex Mix people.
Ask them to white people like
that. No, and just ask, what is the demographic of the people who purchase your product? I mean, let's go to a couple of the convenience stores around the radio station here.
No.
Where's that place you always stop? Where's that place you always stop after the show?
What is that? The racetrack up there?
Well, racetrack, nah, because that's...
The big gas stations you can. It's everything
right,
everywhere.
They got everything.
You're talking about those little...
The neighborhood one.
Oh, there's no Chex Mix.
No
there.
Chex Mix?
No.
And Bugles, yes?
Probably not Bugles. Bugles, I think that might be my white side sneaking out.
Text it in, 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Do black people like Bugles or Chex Mix?
No Chex Mix. Mm-mm.
I think you're wrong
those
on
little,
this one.
The crisps.
They're delicious.
Oh, my. Choke medicine.
I'm going to text during this commercial break Randall Hill and Aronde Gadsden.
OG. OG ain't eating no damn Chex Mix.
Aronde Gadsden, you're saying will not. He's going to say no. What do you want me to text? Like, what's the question?
Do you like Chex Mix?
Or do you prefer Bugles over Chex Mix or one or the other? Or am I just asking,
Chex Mix.
Do you like Chex Mix?
Yeah, because I think Bugles goes both ways. Bugles is old school, man. Bugles been around for a long time.
So I'm going to text
Aronde
Gadsden Randall Hill. Mm-hmm. I'm going to text Gino Toretta to see if your theory proves out.
Who else?
You text Jim Barry.
From Aiken Adele.
And Aiken Adele.
I got you.
And your dad.
Randy doesn't eat Chex Mix.
You don't know.
I know. I have no Randy.
You don't know.
No, it gets in the way of the vodka.
We will have the answers to this very serious and pressing question in a moment.